This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
No matter how hard I try, I can't build a relationship with the Quran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All of us as believers want a relationship with the Quran, meaning we want to be connected with the Quran. We want to have all of our decisions, everything that we experience on a daily basis, somehow be connected to an ayah of the Quran. That would be an ideal situation. Is it possible? And how do I achieve that? Well, there's a couple things that you want to start with. Number one, you want to start with a steady routine in the recitation of the Quran. Yes, the recitation. We're not talking about the translation. We're not talking about tafsir. You simply start reciting the Quran regularly each and every day. You know, there's a saying that scholars have, you're spiritually dead if you don't recite the Quran at least once the entire day. That day, literally, you become spiritually dead. Why? Because the Quran and its recitation is fuel for the heart. The more you recite it, you will always find the barakah, the peace and the blessing of your recitation. You'll be in a good mood, you'll be positive, you'll be relaxed, you'll be calm, and you'll be able to get through your day with clarity. You'll understand everything that you do, everybody that you meet, every action you're involved in, everything will just feel right. And all of that comes from the recitation of the Quran. And this is why our Prophet ﷺ ordered all of us that when we recite the Quran, make our voices beautiful. And if you put that hadith together, what it's telling you is that you need to sit down, concentrate, and focus on this Quran. And when you recite, don't just utter the words, don't just say them with a regular voice. Really try your very best to bring out some rhythm and beauty of your voice. The second thing that you want to do, that once you develop that routine, is you want to start a consistent study of the Quran. Now make this really easy on yourself, because the Quran can be very overwhelming. It's got an ocean of knowledge. So how do you start that journey? You start off with the surahs that are really simple, that are easy for you, and that are most common surahs you recite. So for example, Surah Al-Fatiha, some of the shorter surahs at the end of the Quran. Some of you might be familiar with Surah Yasin, Surah Ar-Rahman. So you go to the places in the Quran that you're comfortable with and you start there. Make it easy on yourself. This is the beauty of the Quran, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give us a specific schedule or routine of how to begin this relationship. There's only one thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from all of us. So you put everything that we've mentioned in this episode together and it boils down to just one word. You know what that word is? Commitment. Make a commitment that I'm going to recite some Quran, I'm going to study the translation, I'm going to try to understand what this surah means, who's the audience here, what's the true message. If you make a commitment, no matter how small or big, that you're going to focus and study this book, Allah will open the Quran to you. It has never ever been the case that somebody sincerely wanted to connect with the Quran and Allah shut the door on them. Because I genuinely believe, and I hope you join me too, that when somebody has a sincere intention to connect with Allah, Allah will open the doors for that individual and facilitate a path for them to get closer to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So commitment is the key. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this blessed month of Ramadan, keep us all connected to Him through the Quran, always and forever. Allahumma ameen.